Good morning and welcome to another week of our EBC Prior Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Victoria Haddad, First Lady and co-pastor of Elyon Bible Church Apostolic in Salem, New Jersey. I want to thank you again for logging on and for listening to this podcast. I pray that it's uplifting and blessing to your soul. Our scripture this morning will be taken from Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. And it reads, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, and that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, that is it this day." Thank you, Jesus. Today the Lord wants to remind us that we need to remember him. We need to remember that we need the Lord. No matter how wealthy we are, or how things are working out in our favor, we still need the Lord in our lives. And so we're going to pray and ask God to help us to remember him and to include him in all our decisions and all the plans that we have made for our life. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, the holy God, the righteous God, the everlasting Father, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Father, thank you for another morning that you'll bring us together to pray, God. Oh God, prayer is a good thing. And Lord, you have been good to us. You have been our Lord, our Savior. And many a times, God, we forget you. Sometimes we get too busy to remember you. Sometimes we get too wealthy and things are working out too well in our favor that we forget about you. At times, God, we only remember you when the problems come. But Lord, today you are reminding us that we need you, Lord God. We need you in our life, Lord Jesus. And as we read in the scripture, Lord Jesus, Lord, you're asking us to remember you, Lord God, and not leave you out of our life, Lord Jesus. You say you are the reason why we got power, Lord God. You are the reason why we get wealth. You are the reason why we are established. You are the reason why the things are working out in our favor, God. You are the reason why we are blessed. You are the reason why we woke up this morning. You are the reason why we have the family we have. You are the reason why, God, we have your house to go to and worship today. You are the reason why we have the cars that we have, the jobs that we have, everything that we have come from you. And Lord, we need to give you thanks. We need to remember you and we need to bless your name. Lord, thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being holy. Thank you for being righteous. Thank you for remembering us even when we did not remember you. But Lord, this morning, God, we want to remember you today. As we go through this day, God, we want to remember you. Keep our eyes on you, our hearts on you, our minds on you. Lord, we want to remember that because of you is why we're going to have the good day that we're going to have today, Lord Jesus. And so, God, we want to remember you. Lord God, you said in your words in Psalm 63, starting from verse 2, Lord God, you said, Lord God, you are the one who can give us power and glory, Lord Jesus. And today, Lord God, we need you, Lord God, in our life. We need your power. We need your glory. We need your help, Lord Jesus. We know that we cannot make it on our own. God, we need you for the breath that we breathe each and every day and every second and every minute come from you, Jesus. We need you, Lord God. So, Father God, we are asking you, Lord Jesus, for your power and your glory to accomplish in our life, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, even in your sanctuary, for those of us who are going to church this morning, God, we pray that the power of God will take over your sanctuary, will be in your sanctuary. Oh, God, we will go in there with a mind and a heart to encounter you. We'll go in there with a mind and a heart to worship you. We'll go in there with a mind and a heart to give you praise because you deserve all the praise, God. We're not here because of you. We're not blessed, oh God, without you, God. Everything that we have come from you, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. Many a times we forget you, oh God, when we don't have a problem and when things are working out in our favor. Oh God, we keep forgetting you. But God, thank you, God, because wealth and honor and majesty and power all come from you, Jesus. Lord God, it's a good thing when we have you on our side. It's a good thing to be favored by God. It's a good thing to be blessed by God. But we cannot forget you when we are blessed. We cannot forget you, oh God, when we are prosperous. We cannot forget you when things are working out in our favor. We need to hold on to you than ever before. Jesus, we need you in our life, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. And so, God, we're inviting you back into our life. Thank you for reminding us that we need you, Lord Jesus. We need your loving kindness. We need you, Lord God, in everything that we do and say. Let your mighty power move in our home, Lord God. Let your power move in our job. Let your power move in our social, oh God, influences. Lord God, in everything, God, let us call on you. You say we should acknowledge you in all our ways, God. So, Lord God, we are coming to you today, God, and we're saying, God, don't let us forget you. Don't let us leave you out of anything. Let us remember to pray. Remember to include you. You say we should seek you first, Lord God, and all the other things shall be added. Let us seek you. Let us acknowledge you. Let us include you, God, in everything that we do and everything that we say. A lot of times, Lord God, we bear some awful consequences because we make decisions that we have left you out of. A lot of times, Lord God, we felt that nothing can't go wrong, and so we're just going to make those decisions without you. And God, sometimes things does go wrong, but God, today we are calling on you and asking you, Lord God, to help us to seek you in all our ways, acknowledge you in every plans we make to include you as we go through this day to include you, God. Even when the day is good, help us to take time out to pray. Take time out to seek you. Take time out to praise you. Take time out to thank you. Take time out to worship you. Because, God, the day could have been worse if it had not been for you on our side. Lord, we don't know where we'll be or what will happen to us, but God, we thank you. Thank you, everlasting Father, because of your goodness, because of your grace, is why we are where we are today. And Lord, we want to thank you. And God, help us to remember that we need you. Help us to remember that we need you, God. It doesn't matter what is going on or how blessed we are, we still need you. It doesn't matter what position we're in, we still need you. It doesn't matter how much money we have, we still need you. Lord, we need you more so now than ever before. We need you, Lord God, every day, every hour, and every minute. Lord, we need you. And so, God, thank you this morning for reminding us, Lord Jesus, that you are our God. And it is you that give us life. It is you that give us wealth. It is you that establish us, Lord God. It is you, Lord God, oh God, that have done all the things that you've done for us, Lord. And like you said in your word, God, you want to be able to fulfill your promises with us, Lord Jesus. So help us, Lord God, to not forget you, but to include you in every day of our life. Lord, we thank you. Help us not to choose love over you, relationship over you, children over you, job over you, houses over you, money over you. Let us not choose any of those things over you, but let us put you first, because God, you deserve all the glory and honor and praise that we could ever offer up to you, Lord Jesus. Father, we need you. Lord, we need you. Without you, God, will not be satisfied. Without you, God, will not be established. Without you, God, will not be where we are. And so, God, we need you if we want to remain holy. We need you if we want to remain righteous. We need you if we want to remain blessed. If we want to remain established, God, we need you, Lord Jesus. Every day we need you. God, we don't know what tomorrow have in store, but we need you, God, so we can have a good day. And so, Lord Jesus, we thank you for everything today. Thank you for bringing us together one more time to pray. Thank you for your anointing power that moved through this prior podcast, God. Your anointing power that have touched and changed life, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Because of you, Lord, while we are able to pray this morning, because of you is why we are able to lift your name up, Lord Jesus. And so, God, we thank you for reminding us how much we need you, God. Every breath we take, we need you. Every food we eat, we need you, Lord Jesus. We could have been worse. We could have been laid up somewhere in so sick that we can't even speak. But God, your mercy has kept us, Lord Jesus. For those who are sick, the reason why you're still functioning is because of the grace of God. For those who are all having all right is because of your grace. And Lord, we need you. Thank you for everything. And thank you, Lord God, for another wonderful prayer. And we thank you, Lord God, and ask that you continue to lead us throughout this day. In Jesus' name we pray. You are wonderful, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, thank you for another wonderful prayer podcast. Thank you for praying with me. And I pray that you have a blessed day. Remember to include the Lord in everything that you do. As you go through your day, take time out to remember the Lord. And remember that you need the Lord. Even if you feel like you don't need him, you need him. So include him and thank him in Jesus' name. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.